It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. U.S. defense officials are looking for the right place for the U.S. Space Command to touch down. Last month, six finalists were named as potential homes for U.S. Space Command headquarters, including bases in Colorado, Alabama, Nebraska, New Mexico, Florida, and Texas, specifically San Antonio. Now, Military City, USA might seem like a fitting spot for the nation's newest military command, but does it have the right stuff? Joining us now to tell us more, Sandra Irwin. She's a staff writer for Space News Military. Sandra, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hello, David. Thank you for having me.
I suppose we should at first clarify something, because the U.S. Space Command is different from what many people have heard of as the Space Force. What's the difference?
It is. They're very different things. The U.S. Space Force is a military service. It was established a year ago. And it's just like the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Space Force.
Another branch, right.
It's another branch. U.S. Space Command is a unified military command where they actually conduct operations. And you have representatives from all the branches working at U.S. Space Command.
So what about the criteria? What are defense leaders looking for when it comes to picking a location for this new headquarters?
There's a number of criteria, but the major ones are they're looking for a location that's near a large metropolitan area. They also want to be close to an existing large military base. They also look for things like quality of life. Of course, you know, for a unified combatant command like U.S. Space Command, you need a significant amount of infrastructure. So those are the major items that they have announced would be used as criteria. Of course, you know, like everything else, some of these basing decisions have a lot of political influence as well. So
there's
a lot of lobbying going on and a lot of op-eds being written in papers around the country. I mean, this is a big battle. So I think these factors are going to be the actual official criteria, but I think there's going to be other political considerations as well.
I want to ask you that you mentioned that it's important to have that infrastructure in place. There's Joint Base San Antonio, of course. There's Joint Base Sam Houston, Joint Base Lackland. Does any of that give San Antonio an edge, perhaps?
I don't see why not. I mean, it's, you know, definitely Peterson in Colorado, they're the incumbent and it's theirs to lose. But if you look at all the other candidates, everyone has very strong points. I think San Antonio, you know, that's the redeveloped former Kelly Air Force Base. Like you mentioned, Lackland is close by. There's other installations. There's a thriving tech community. There's universities. The Army Futures Command is in Austin now. The Defense Innovation Unit also is in Austin. And, of course, you know, even 300 miles down, you have SpaceX building a massive launch site.
And you talk about how the push is on for all of these among all of these locations. What would landing the U.S. Space Command mean for the economy of whichever city gets selected?
I think that would be a big victory from an economic standpoint. I mean, the estimated number of jobs is about 1,400, about 600 military and 800 civilians. So maybe in terms of numbers, it's not huge, but the secondary effects of building a big military command, there's a lot of associated businesses that would have to come along with this new command. The military construction money would be huge. I mean, I've seen some estimates that, you know, it would be hundreds of millions of dollars to build a headquarters with all the secret, secure facilities that are required. It would be a significant win for whoever gets it.
Yeah, the ripples could run far and wide here. Well, based on your reporting, do you have any sense of which city might be the favorite at this point, or a timeline, perhaps?
No, I have no insight into that. It's everything is very confidential. I'm told that an announcement could be made in January, but they say, well, COVID has a vote, meaning there's a lot of restrictions now on activities and meetings and whatnot. So it's possible that things could slip, but the official timeline is January. They would make an announcement of the Air Force preferred location. The Air Force basing office would make that announcement. And then that would set off a process of environmental studies and reviews. So just because, say, X location gets selected doesn't mean that it's the definitive decision. Mm-hmm. It has to go through the environmental reviews, and then that could take up to 2 years. So they would make the final definitive decision in 2023.
Sandra Irwin is a staff writer for Space News Military. We've been talking about the possibility of the U.S. Space Command touching down in San Antonio. Sandra, thanks again for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
You're welcome, David. Thanks for having me.